Welcome to Barca Weekly, a place where you can keep up to date with all things surrounding Barcelona. Hello and welcome to another week of Barca Weekly. This week we have the report of the El Clasico week with two games in the space of 4 days and look on what impact this had on the league, and we'll also have previews for the Champions League second leg clash between Real Madrid and Manchester United. Now on Tuesday it was the return of the Copa del Rey semi-final with the second leg at the Camp Nou, with the first leg at 1-1 and both teams having to come back and win the game from behind in the league at the weekend. It was set up to be a classic game. It was a vital game for both teams as Barca wanted to overturn their poor performance in recent games, and Madrid started a run of important games as the two teams meet again in the league on Saturday, and next Tuesday Madrid have the return leg of the Champions League tie away against Manchester United, with that tie at 1-1. So these are important times for Madrid and Jose. Now Jose before this game also said that he liked to play these big games compared to low intensity games among other clubs. Now interest before the game was with the referee, and the previous time Barca played with this referee this season was a 3-2 loss to Real Sociedad with Piqué getting sent off. So with this statistic in the minds of the 99,000 fans in the stadium, and with Barca not being able to keep a clean sheet in 11 games, it was set up to be a big game. Now both Madrid and Barca made 7 changes from the weekend wins, with both teams picking a full-strength lineup. Alexis Sanchez was watching from the stands with his lack of goals, and Villa and Teo were starting from the bench. Now Ronaldo has been in good scoring form at the Camp Nou, as in the last 5 visits to the Camp Nou he's managed to score, so the Barca defence had to keep an eye on him. Now in the opening minutes of the game, Barca looked strong as Pedro had a cross in the opening minutes to Messi, who was in a tight area but was able to get a shot that just went inches from the post. And it was set to be a good contest between Pedro and Contrao, as at times Pedro looked stronger than the Madrid defender. Madrid looked to be having more shots on target, with Ronaldo having a shot before the offside flag was raised, and Fabregas had a shot, but it was an easy save for Lopez. But the turning point of the game came in the 13th minute when Madrid were awarded a penalty after Piqué made a last challenge on Ronaldo. Now Piqué was lucky to get a yellow card, as if it was any closer in front of goal it could have been a red. Now Ronaldo easily scored the penalty kick, with Pinto diving the wrong way, and that goal gave advantage to Madrid, leaving Barca having to score at least 2 goals to go through. Now another penalty appeal was turned down at the other end of the pitch a minute later when Fabregas fell to the floor after an Arbeloa challenge. Madrid then had more control with some long range shots coming from Ronaldo, but on the 37th minute Barca received a free kick outside the box when Arbeloa tackled Iniesta and received a yellow card. Now Messi then took the free kick with his shot going under the defending wall, and it looked like it had gone in, but it hit the outside netting. Puyol got a yellow card just before the break, and he had to make sure he didn't make any silly tackles in the second half. Now the first half finished 1-0 to Madrid and 2-1 on aggregate, with Barca not putting players into the box and only having one shot on target, something they've been criticised for in recent games. Now the second half was dominated by Madrid, who got a second goal on the 58th minute, all coming from a counter-attack, with Di Maria being able to outrun Puyol and put a shot in that was saved by Pinto, but the deflection came to the feet of Ronaldo, who had an easy shot, with Jordi Alba and Pinto unable to stop the shot. It was finally game over for Barcelona on the 68th minute when young defender Varane once again got another goal against Barcelona. It was a similar goal from the first leg, as he got to the end of a corner kick with his head and the ball hit the underside of the crossbar and went in. Now in the second half, attention also went to the Barcelona fans, who were unhappy with the situation Barcelona are struggling through at the minute, as lasers were being shone into the eyes of Ronaldo, which is a common thing in the Spanish league, but also a flare was set off by the fans in the higher parts of the stands, which was then thrown to the lower levels, which overall made the night a little worse. Now Barcelona didn't want the game to end as an embarrassment and still kept playing till the final whistle, and Jordi Alba was able to get a consolation goal on the 89th minute after it was a great pass by Iniesta and a good continuing run by Alba, who struck it into the net. Now full time ended 3-1 on the night, with Madrid going through to the final on 4-2 on aggregate. That Copa del Rey final is set to be a Madrid derby, as in the other semi-final, Sevilla and Atletico Madrid battled it out, with the first leg being 2-1 to Atletico, and Atletico put their foot into the final 6 minutes into the game when Diego Costa got a goal. Falcao made it 2-0 on the night at the 29th minute, but Sevilla came back into the game with a goal from Jesus Navas on the 39th minute. In the second half, Sevilla got 2 players sent off, with Medel leaving the pitch on the 76th minute and Condogbia leaving the field in added time on the 93rd minute. Before that dismissal though, Sevilla got a goal in the 91st minute by Rakitic, but this only made it 4-3 to Atletico. And with Atletico gaining 2 away goals on the night, there was no way Sevilla could overturn the score. The final of the Copa del Rey will be played on the 18th of May, but as yet there's been no set venue for the match, as Madrid want the game to be played at the Camp Nou, whilst the Atletico staff don't want to travel there for the final. Now, the weekend saw the return of the El Clasico again, as the two teams met in the space of 4 days, and there was a possibility that this could be the last one of the season unless both teams meet again in the Champions League. It also meant this could possibly be the last El Clasico for Jose Mourinho, who is expected to leave at the end of the season. Now, the Saturday game had a very early kick-off, with the teams meeting at 4 p.m. Spanish time. Originally, Madrid wanted the game to be played on a Friday night, so they had more time to prepare for the Champions League midweek, but this was denied, so they went for an early Saturday afternoon kick-off. Madrid for the Champions League will be travelling to Manchester a day early, as they have flown on Sunday due to a Spanish airstrike. But for the El Clasico, Madrid made 7 changes from the midweek win, with Ronaldo on the bench and Di Maria suspended, and Pepe, Varane and Morata in the starting lineup. Jose deciding to have players in the lineup that might not have any participation in the Champions League. Barca also didn't have a full squad team, even though they don't play AC Milan until the 12th of March. Jordi Roura made 4 changes as Puyol was on the bench as he struggles to play consecutive games. And bad news for Barca was that Xavi finished the game on Tuesday with physical discomfort, and the medical team announced that he has a muscle tear in his left hamstring and will be out for 10 to 15 games, with a huge possibility he will miss the second leg Champions League tie. Now, Messi, who's recently been criticised for not having a huge part to play in games, has come back from the flu, so that Barca fans are hoping he will be back to full scoring strength, as he was hoping to continue his run of goals in the league, as he has scored in the last 15 league games and has scored 25 goals in them. In the game, it only took 6 minutes until Madrid went ahead after Morata, who had an El Clasico debut, delivered a great cross with Benzema able to get his foot to the ball and tap it into the net. Dani Alves could have done better to defend Morata, as he wasn't closely pressuring him, which allowed him to make the cross. Now, that made it the 13th game in all competitions in which Barca have conceded a goal, and Barca showed they didn't take full advantage of the chances they had, as on the 12th minute Jordi Alba made a cross and put the ball into the box, but only one Barca player was there, surrounded by Madrid players. Barca still kept the style of play which won them many trophies over the years, and Barca showed their passing skill at times with good passing play between Jordi Alba and David Villa. And at the 15th minute, Barca had 83% possession but having no shots in front of goal, and it was Varane who was able to stop most of the Barca attempts, as on the 17th minute Messi had a great run as Dani Alves delivered a great ball, but with the Messi run, Varane was able to follow him all the way and intercept the ball off him. But the Madrid lead only lasted 12 minutes as Barca equalised on the 18th minute with a goal from Messi. Now, Messi had a great run and had a great ball delivered to him from Dani Alves. Messi was able to compose himself and create a shot with his left foot that went through the legs of Sergio Ramos and into the goal. This was his 9th goal at the Bernabeu, and even better, he equalised Di Stefano for the most goals in the El Clasico, with 18 goals scored. He could easily overtake this record in the next season. But straight after this goal, Barca were defending a free kick, with the ball being delivered into the box. It was hit away from goal by Pepe, and the ball landed at the feet of Morata, who made a great turn and shot, which Piqué managed to get in front of, with the rebound hitting the head of Iniesta, with many Madrid players and fans claiming for a handball. Now, Madrid were able to pressure Barca in tight areas, which made it hard for them to keep possession and create passes, which resulted in Barca losing possession throughout the first half. On the 24th minute, Valdés made a great save after a Contrao attempted cross, and a minute later, Mascherano was able to hit away an Essien cross. Now, Madrid made a mistake on the 29th minute when Ramos kept the ball in play, not wanting a corner kick, but had the ball stolen off him by Pedro. But with Barca not prepared and not having players near the box, Contrao was able to hit the ball away. Now, Messi then looked his normal self as he had a great chance to score as David Villa put a pass along the box, passing 5 Madrid players, with Messi able to get on the end of it and produce a poor right-footed shot that went straight to the keeper. If this was a left-footed strike, it would have gone in. Now, Barca looked stronger towards the end of the half when David Villa picked up a loose ball on the edge of the box. But again, with Varane chasing, Villa was unable to produce a good cross and sent the ball across the goal mouth to the other side of the pitch. Now, the youngster Morata showed his youth and lack of experience on the 39th minute when Modric sent in a cross and found Morata, whose headed shot hit the outside netting. Morata could have done better to get it on target. Now, 4 minutes from half-time, Barca showed why they've been criticised for not taking chances, as they were on the edge of the box creating too many passes and should have taken a shot, but instead they lost the ball to Pepe. Now, half-time finished 1-1 with both teams having chances, but the advantage looked to be with Madrid, as they were able to contain Barca, with tactics possibly changing for Barca in the second half. Now, one surprising statistic was that no yellow cards had been shown during the first half. And with the way previous El Clasicos have gone, you would have expected tension and yellow cards in the second half. Now, no changes were made by either team at half-time, so this could have given Barca an opportunity to try and get a goal before a Ronaldo or other first-team players made an appearance. And with a free kick given to Barca on the 49th minute, Mascherano tried for an optimistic long-range shot as he still looked for his first goal of the season. Now, during the second half, the linesman and the referee didn't agree on a decision when Varane made a good tackle on Pedro for the linesman to signal a free kick, which was a controversial decision. But the referee didn't agree and the resulting free kick came to nothing when the referee gave a free kick back to Madrid for an in-the-box scuffle. Now, the first card of the game came on the 52nd minute when Sergio Ramos got booked for a handball. And with him gaining two yellow cards in the space of a minute a few weeks ago, he had to be on his best behaviour. Now, Barca had another chance when Alves flashed the ball across goal, with once again only one man, which was Messi, in the box, with which he wasn't able to get to the end of it and tap it in. Now, Barca looked a little more improved in the second half, with them having better passing play. Now, the referee also started showing more yellow cards when Jordi Alba got booked in the 55th minute after a tackle on Pepe, and 2 minutes later, Varane gave another man of the match performance with a good tackle on Villa in the box just before he was about to take the shot. Now, before that tackle, though, we saw some good play by Messi as he was able to skip easily past various Madrid players before he put a pass into the box for Villa. But after this chance for Barca, Madrid made a double change as both Ronaldo and Kadira came on for Benzema and Kaká. And on the 58th minute, Piqué received a yellow card for a tackle on Ronaldo. It was Piqué who brought down Ronaldo in the box for the penalty in the game midweek, and he would have been annoyed that he made the same mistake again. Madrid had a good chance a minute later when Callejon created a cross for Morata, but it was a poor cross and he should have taken more time to create a better opportunity. A yellow card was once again shown, this time to Contrao, who made a hand-to-face challenge on Dani Alves, with Thiago also receiving a yellow card on the 64th minute after pulling back Pepe, with a free kick to Madrid away from the box being in a perfect position for Ronaldo. Now, Ronaldo did take the free kick, which went through the wall and was starting to dip, forcing Valdés to make a good save. Barca then made their first substitution on the 67th minute when Alexis came on for Villa, as Villa didn't have much effect on the left wing. Once again, that could have been the wrong decision, as Teo could have had much more effect on the Madrid defence with his fast-paced runs with the ball. Now, Morata was also added to the yellow card list on the 68th minute when he pulled back Messi. This decision was also influenced by a tackle he did on Pedro earlier on but wasn't punished. Now, Madrid then had another good chance when they had a good forceful run past the Barca defence, but a Ronaldo shot hit the outside netting. Madrid and Morata then had a chance on the 76th minute when a pass by Pepe was taken well by the youngster, who had a good first touch. Morata then had a one-on-one situation with Valdés, who was able to stand his ground, and Valdés usually performs well in these type of situations and was able to make a match-winning save when Morata finally struck the ball. Now, Madrid have not been beaten so far in the season at home, and they have had 35 home wins since their last defeat. And they were able to keep up this run of home wins as they went 2-1 up from a Madrid corner. Now, Modric took the corner and Sergio Ramos was able to get into the space he needed and was able to get the height above everyone else for him to get a glancing header into the goal. Now, Barca once again showed their lack of strength and height in the defence and during set pieces. Teo finally made an appearance to the game with 5 minutes to go as he came on for Thiago. But for him to make a bigger impact on the game, he should have come on earlier. Now, Madrid looked to be wanting another goal as they showed strength on the counter-attack as they received a free kick when Adriano tackled Morata. In a similar pace to the first free kick Ronaldo took, Ronaldo had another shot which was even closer to the goal as it hit the corner of the post, with a rebound coming to Pepe, who made a poor finish, and if a striker had been in his position, it would have been 3-1. It was an interesting game for Pepe as he wasn't in his normal defensive position and instead he was part of the midfield and was able to have more influence in the game. Ronaldo again got another free kick on the left wing after a tackle by Dani Alves, who received a yellow card. Ronaldo once again took the free kick and Valdés had to produce another good save. Now, sloppy tackles were seen near the end of the game as Arbeloa got a yellow card on a tackle on Alexis. But the biggest decision of the game came on the 92nd minute when Barca had claims for a penalty, when Sergio Ramos had an extended leg out and was able to tackle Adriano with no attempt to get the ball. It looked like a penalty, but the referee didn't give it, and with the Barcelona players getting annoyed and approaching the ref, Iniesta got a yellow card for arguing with the referee. Now, the full-time whistle went and it finished 2-1 to Madrid, but Valdés wanted his voice to be heard to the ref and showed his annoyance when the penalty wasn't given, and as a result was shown a yellow card, and a second later was shown a red card, with many players forcing the Barca keeper to leave the pitch. Now, that game meant Barca had 5 wins from 12 games and Madrid won the game with an understrength side. Barca again didn't create the chances needed and they are clearly not as sharp as they have been. But Barca will need to sort themselves out for the Champions League. And with the current situation at the club, with Tito not coming back till the end of March, many people are suggesting if Barca will get an actual manager to take over from Jordi Roura. For me, I feel this is a late decision, and if Barca wanted a replacement manager, they would have got one when Tito first fell ill, and not now with a month remaining. Now, the loss in the league leaves Barca 13 points ahead of Madrid. And Atletico Madrid had a chance to extend their lead over Madrid and get closer to Barcelona when they faced Malaga on Sunday night. And even though Atletico had their chances to score, Malaga were a tricky opposition and could only result a 0-0 draw. So Barca have their gap between Atletico cut by 1 point and are now ahead by 11 points, with Atletico ahead of Madrid by 2 points. Now Valencia are still fighting that 4th place Champions League spot when they were held to a 2-2 draw at home to Levante. With Malaga's draw to Atletico Madrid, Real Sociedad had a chance to be on level points with Malaga if they beat Real Betis on Sunday night. But when Real Betis went 2-0 up by the 49th minute with goals from Molina on the 29th minute and Pabon on the 49th minute, Real Sociedad looked like they wouldn't get the 3 points. But they then scored 3 goals in the space of 11 minutes when Vela scored on the 51st minute and Martinez scored on 56th. Now Real Sociedad were awarded a penalty from a handball in the box and Xabi Pireto converted the penalty, shooting into the centre of goal. Now Sociedad looked to be taking 3 points after turning the game around, but this wasn't before Betis got an equalising goal on the 66th minute when Pabon scored. Now both teams then had chances to win the game, but it overall finished 3-3 with it being a 6-goal thriller. With Malaga, Valencia and Real Sociedad only getting 1 point at the weekend, things stay as it is in the league, with Malaga in 4th on 43 points, 12 points behind 3rd place Madrid. Valencia are 5th on 42 points and Real Sociedad are 6th on 41 points. Madrid now have to look to the Champions League game against Manchester United, with that currently at 1-1. Now both Madrid and Manchester got a win at the weekend, as Manchester had a comfortable 4-0 win against Norwich, with goals from Rooney and a hat-trick from Kagawa. Now other games in the Champions League, Borussia Dortmund and Shakhtar Donetsk face each other also on Tuesday night, with that tie at 2-2. On Wednesday, Celtic have a tough away game against Juventus, with that tie at 3-0 to Juventus, so Celtic are looking at an exit. And PSG face Valencia, with that tie at 2-1 to PSG, with Valencia needing at least 2 goals to equal the away goals scored by PSG. Now the weekend to follow, on Saturday, Barca have home tie against bottom of the league Deportivo La Coruña, whilst on Sunday night, Madrid have an away game to Celta Vigo, whilst Atletico Madrid have a home game against Real Sociedad. Join us next week for the report of them games, but for now, goodbye. Barca! Barca!